Just thank the Lord today. We put together a little something today to help us. How do we move forward? Where are we at? Some of you just come back in. Some of you are brand new to Fellowship Church. And we want to let you know what we're doing, where we're headed. And we're getting closer and closer all the time. God's good to us. So let's get things done. Can we praise the Lord again? I'd really like to hear it. Come on. God's faithful. He's a great God. I mean, man, what a journey we've had. We're still on the journey. And this is just journey of a building. Isn't that crazy? It's been awesome to see what God's been doing. We have an exceptionally beautiful 15-acre plus campus. And these are my words. I don't know how to say it any other way, with just mega landscaping. That's crazy, isn't it? And it's over 75% finished. Can we praise Him for that? Come on. Praise the Lord. What you saw. I go out there, and I'm like, well, it looks done to me. This is good. We can quit. No. There's more to do. Now we went way beyond the county requirements. The county didn't require what you see. They require a lot. But how many have seen county stuff? They require stuff, and about a year later, it's all dead. You see that? Yes or no? Sure you do. Absolutely. And this is all sprinkled, over 700 sprinkler heads, 28 different zones. You do the math, if each area gets watered 30 minutes, that's a long time to just water stuff in a day's time. It's crazy. And there's 240 trees that's been planted, not counting all the indigenous trees that were already there. 240 trees, 42 royal palms. Price a big giant one like we have out there. They'll run you $1,500 to $2,000 each. We got 42 of them that's been planted, been gifted to us. Thank God. Can we praise the Lord for that? Come on. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And 60 beautiful oak trees, 90 hollies that you see around the edge. They look like Christmas trees. Those are hollies, soft leaf hollies from Brooksville. And then we have 50 soft leaf, small leaf magnolias. Can you imagine May? In June and July, and the magnolias are in bloom on the property. Amen? So we praise the Lord. Probably already, my goodness, maybe 1,500 plants have gone into 2,000 plants and shrubs. These are perennials and shrubs also. We've got another 2,000 plus going in. That's crazy to me. Where are they putting them? I have no idea. I guess I do, because we've got 48 islands, 48 individual islands. Maybe 10 islands are fully landscaped right now with mulch. Amen? So a lot to do yet, but we're making great progress out there. We have an incredibly beautiful worship center, which is almost over. Say it with me. 90% complete. Praise the Lord. Come on. We're doing two things here. Not just a building, but 15-acre campus. Wow, it's crazy. And I know it takes time, but hey, time's my friend. I like time. Amen? I got something to do with my life. Amen? Praise God. Now, both in this is where we need to really make some noise. Both the campus and the worship center are completely debt-free. Can you praise the Lord with me? Come on. Woo! Mercy! And if you're visiting today, I'm not going to apologize. I mean, it's just we're doing this today. I don't do it every week. Matter of fact, I'll give you a free video, or take two of them on the way out if you like. Absolutely free of charge, where I preach the Word all the time around here. But we're a mission-minded outfit. We believe in going all the world, preach the gospel. We especially believe right here in this town we need to preach the gospel and reach people. And that's what we're doing today. We're just presenting vision. Amen? And that's important for us. So anyway, I hope you'll bear with me today if you're here for the first time. As far as this debt-free, God gets all the credit. Can you say that with me? God gets how much of the credit? How much? All the credit. God gets all the credit. Let's praise Him for that. This is incredible. Now, I meet people on the property all the time. I'm out there and people come by, and most of them don't attend our church. They're just walking through. And a fellow walks through out there the other day, and he was a nice enough fellow, but then he said to me, why don't you just go ahead and borrow the money and finish the thing? And he picked his voice up a little bit, and I picked mine up a little bit, and I said, 'cause I'd be a liar! Where are you from? 'Cause I ain't from there! And he was like, plus, there's a bigger picture. We want God to get all the credit. Amen? So it's easy. Boy, it takes a lot of brains to come on at the end when you need a few a few hundred thousand dollars and go, oh, why don't you go borrow the money? Well, that was smart, wasn't it? Say. Not when God's brought us this far. Hallelujah. Amen? God's a faithful God. Come on. Let's look. So let's talk about it a little bit. So you see what you see with your eyes. You're welcome to go out there between 7 and 3 o'clock, usually 2 o'clock, coach. And then the building's open for you to look at and see. Just don't get in the way of folk, but you can go out there. Funding also has been raised for 850 seats. The order has been placed. The exact chair, a duplicate, is in my office. You can come in. I'm talking about in my office where I study. It's right inside there. I got two of them, and then I've got one of the ones that sat on the back. We did 500 for the floor and 350 that sat in the back. The order's been placed. The deposit has been paid. And come on, that's pretty good stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord on that one. Woo-hoo! Hey, man, that was a big deal. Now, let's talk about it. We're just going to go back just a little bit. The funding we raised for the CO. Say CO with me. C-O, which I repeatedly would talk to you and say it's bare bones. This is what our builder suggested we do. Let's just try to get the county taken care of. Let's get them off our... They're not on our back in any way, shape, or form. We're doing everything we're supposed to do in a timely manner. According to things they lay out, we're able to meet those goals and objectives. But we said, okay, which is bare bones. Didn't even include seats in the building. Doesn't include finishing out this area and that area and this area back here. But you got your... Get your AC and your heat and your electric and your plumbing and the roofing inspection. A lot of these inspections have already passed anyway. Get all the landscaping in, which is required. Parking lot. Get things like that done. So that's what we set out to do. And we raised the funding for that so that we can have the funds so the builder can finish the building and get the Charlotte County Building Department satisfied. We understanding on that? Yes or no? Good. Let's keep moving. So here's the deal. So where are we at, Pastor? You can go out there and ride. You can look. You can see it. You can feel it. Here's the deal. Let's pop it up. Here we go. Zirkelbach Construction is our builder. They're not done yet. You understand that? You can have the CO money, but if they ain't done yet, they ain't done yet. So that means we have time. Okay? So they're not done yet with those things. The projected end of April date was given to us by the owner of the company, Alan Zirkelbach, he's also my friend, and gave us that date as a projected date. And so I spoke at the Rotunda thing back on September 11th. They had me come out and speak, and I mentioned that date as a possible date. Okay? But, next slide, even now, that date doesn't seem realistic. Okay? And don't get all, time's my friend. Time has never been my enemy. Amen? Now, today's the only day I got, but God's timing is what I'm interested in, and in doing the right thing. Amen? So, are they working? And sometimes they don't work as fast as we'd like them. I understand that, but they're working out there. All right? Say that with me right there. Say this word, these with me. God's speed is the... Say it one more time. God. Now, that's not a Gary saying. I was at the property the other day with Kim, and we're out there, and I go out there, and the workers are working, and the volunteers are out there. I think some of you were there. You're putting in plants, and you're putting in mulch. And man, I get out there, and I just linger. I went again yesterday and let the kids run for about an hour and climb the oak tree up there in the front corner. And I have a good time out there. But the other day, I was out there with Kim, and a black car wheels in, whoo, right in the front. That's a lawyer friend of mine. And he hollers out the window, "Hey, Pastor Gary, hey, man, how you doing?" He says, "When you getting in? It's going to be done, man." Happy, though, guy. And I said, "Well, I'm not quite sure. We're giving this date. I don't think we're going to make that date. But, you know, we're doing it debt-free for the glory of God." And he just, with encouragement to my heart, he looked at me and told us what a great job we were doing. It looks incredible. It's fantastic. And then he said this to me. He said, "Pastor, Godspeed is the best speed." Did that ever minister to my heart? Amen? Godspeed is the best speed. So, I just wanted you to keep that in mind. I'm in no way discouraged. None. Zero. Count it up. Am I like 1% discouraged? Zero discouraged. You can't find discouraged in Gary. You understand? Say. Now, you might find some else I might be discouraged about, but when it comes to this building, Gary ain't discouraged. Did you hear me? Yes or no? So, if you are, you and I ain't relating too good right now because I have zero. Got it? Zero. I am so thrilled, so happy. God has blessed. And honestly, I've been saying this lately too. Oh my goodness, that building doesn't look a thing like me. It didn't look like a thing. I had a thing to do with it. I'd be happy to preach in a barn with sawdust on the floor, and we'd have a full barn, I guarantee it. You know, and we'd have some good food after the preaching meeting. You know what I'm saying? The point is that I get out there and it's like, wow. Why? Why all this? You know, I ask the same questions y'all probably ask. And I don't have but one answer. I guess that's what God wanted. He wanted something bigger than I would have ever thought. He wanted something better than I ever would have thought of and dreamed of. He wanted something more beautiful. You know, it's not about me. It doesn't look a thing like me. And you, a lot of you people might relate to me like, well, that's a fancy place right there. But the fact of the matter is, it's about the people. You understand? It's about the people. Can you imagine? Chuck, how many people do you imagine just comes through that property every day to look or walk through or jog through it or ride through it or do something? Just give me a number every single day. 15 to 20 every day. God's doing something, isn't He? He's got folks' attention. And I know we're just in little old Englewood, down in little old Rotunda. I understand that. Hey, but God's plans are big plans for us. Amen? And we want to follow Him. So anyway, God's speed is the best speed. And so while things are getting done, we have opportunity. Is that right? While things are, you've got the opportunity to sit here and do nothing, or you can do something. Well, I'm always going to choose the do something one. Amen? So that's what we want to do. We want to let's get things done. Let's look today. I want to take you inside that building. I call it, can you say that real loud with me? Let's get things done. Can you say it, church? Come on. Let's get things done. I call it a long TD. LGTD. Amen? I wish I had a quarterback for the Vikings that could throw a long TD. Wouldn't that be nice? But anyway, let's don't talk about it. Anyway, let's get things done. LGTD. Let's get things done. I want to show you nine things. Say nine. Nine things that we're doing. Okay, we're doing beyond the bare bones CEO. We're doing nine things. And what you'll see today, we went inside the building and we filmed it. I'm inside walking, but you're not going to hear me. You're going to hear me on this right here. I'm going to show you these nine things that we're doing. And the reason we're able to do it is we were blessed with funding last year as well that pushed us a little on out further so we could go ahead and make this decision. We could go ahead and make the decision to let's move and let's even do more. Not talking about building another building. We're talking about getting things done inside that big facility. Amen? Y'all listening so far? You with me? Here we go. So let's talk about it today. I want to take you inside and show you these nine things. Over the next few months, until the building is completed and we receive the CO, we will what? Say it with me. One more time. We will what? We will work. Come on. We will work. Jesus said, speaking of Himself, I must work the works of Him that sent me. While it's day, the night comes, say it with me, when no man can. Promises ain't worth a whole lot. Work, work works. Did you know that? Say, doing something really does work if you try to do something. That'll work in anything you do in your life. Just try to do something and you'll probably do something. Amen. So, we're going to work. The night's coming when no man can work. We have opportunity right now to work. Ephesians says this, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, be wise. Look at verse 16, say it with me. Redeeming the, because the days are, wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Well, the will of the Lord certainly is for Fellowship Church. Well, we're tired. Well, we're this. That's not the will of God. That's crazy talk. We're very well able to do things. Amen? Yes or no? Sure we are. He sustained us all these years. We're a completely debt-free ministry for the glory of God. God has blessed us in every way, shape, or form. Amen? Come on. So, we want to redeem the time. We want to do what we can do. So, say it loud with me one more time. Let's get things done. Let's talk about the nine things. And we're not going to be here all day. How many are already wore out? Don't just lie to me. Keep your hand down. Here we go. I just want to walk you through it. I want you to understand. I want you to feel vision. We're not building me a place so I can go and have something where I can just get up and talk. And look, Gary, we built you something. It's not about me. One of the reasons I want to do it debt-free is because I want us to leave a lasting ministry and a legacy to our area
somebody else comes in behind me, you and I are going to pass away. One thing I know about ministry is a lot of them are in financial hardship and a lot of them are in trouble. You understand that? Yes or no? And this is one thing we can do. And time's not our enemy here. And committing to do something good like this is a good thing. So let's get things done. And this now is exciting to me because I'm now getting to do some things where I'm feeling some people now. I'm starting to feel like we're going to be doing something with some folk. Amen? Here we go. Let's start out. Here we go, Rise. Let's roll it. It's a little video for you. I'm taking you inside the building. Here you are when you walk into our main large welcome center. Matter of fact, in that welcome center, you can sit down and probably feed about 500 people. It's like a big old fellowship hall. It's on the front of our facility. But you get to use it every Sunday, loving on people and welcoming people. But it'll be a multi-purpose area. Down to the right, when you walk in, is a resource area. T-shirts, videos, all that kind of stuff. We can grow that in the future. Fellowship resource. There's also a hospitality area down in there. And I'm back here right now in a warming and preparation kitchen. A warming and a preparation kitchen. It's not a place we're going to cook big things like that. It's what we can do now, what we do on Sundays and serving people. We've already pulled that trigger. The framing's in. The electrical is in back there. You saw the panel. You see the boxes. Pointing over there, you see more electrical things that we've done. It's not just going to be bare bones. We're going to go ahead and finish that. And there's the drywall setting there. It will be drywall and totally, totally completed in that area. Y'all understand number one, yes or no? Look at the verse down there. Give a cup of cold water in whose name? Why do you do that, Clark? Why do you give stuff away like that? Why do y'all do donuts and stuff? Man, you can make a lot of money if you charge people. You know what? I'd like to be the church that gives stuff. Amen? Say, we already are the church that does that. We're going to continue to do that. We're going to give to people. This is part of ministry. Amen? That's number one. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Come on, number one. Number one! Praise the Lord! Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Number two. Back in the back. I'm behind the back of the house now. Nursery and toddler classrooms with a restroom snack preparation area. Obviously, these are things we want to do anyway. But you can just do bare bones or we can go ahead and go now. Let's go. And we are. That's exactly what we've done. We've made the decision. So you got two nursery, a toddler area back there, nice rooms. You also have a bathroom, a little restroom for the young'uns right in the middle. And then there's a snack preparation and a little hand washing and all that's right over there. And that's more than we have here. Amen? So God's blessed us, and we're looking forward to that. All right? So that's a nursery and a toddler area. The Bible says train up a child, what? In the way he should what? Go. Absolutely. So we want to do that. Let's praise the Lord for that. That's number two. We're going to do nine. Come on. Go wear you out. Number three, you're still in the back area. You okay with me so far? Have I lost you? Are you all right? You ain't never been to church like this, have you? Why don't we do a church? That's going crazy on us. We got two big classrooms. Two big classrooms for Fellowship Kids Church. They're also multi-purpose. You can use them for adults as well. And so we got two big classrooms, which will let us be able to split our kids' ministry and do more kids' work. We have another facility we want to build in the future, in the not-too-distant future, for kids. It won't cost near enough, nothing like this thing costs us, developing all this. But right now we have these two large classrooms that we can minister to children. You see the electrical on the wall is in. You see the drywall's laying there. So that is, we're getting close to being able to do that. So that's number three? Number three. Praise the Lord, man. That's three things. Come on. Here we go. Keep walking with me. Come on. Here we go. Now I'm back of stage. You got the big stage. When you come in that building, back of that stage is a large room. Now the back of this stage keeps going. You go to a garage door. We chose to put up a large wall. It's a tall wall. Wow, is that thing crazy. It's already got the electric in it and everything. It's been, powered there for televisions. We look to use this room in the back. We're not sure exactly what we can do. We can do multiple things back there. We can have some teen outings back in the back. We can also have some get-togethers after church. Even if it's just hanging out and getting together and watching football and fellowshipping together in a nice sort of a, I don't know what the word is, industrial-type room. But it's going to be cool. So we grabbed that space and we are doing that. That's already in the process. Amen? It's something we want to do. The Bible says in 1 John that we're to fellowship together. Amen? So praise the Lord. Come on, that is number 4. I know I'm wearing your praise out today, ain't I? Here we go. Let's go to this. What can it, you know what that word is right there? Look at that big word. Proscenium. How many you never heard that word before? Can I see your hand? Never heard no proscenium. Did you know at the Fellowship Church we're going to have a proscenium? That is the craziest thing. The proscenium is the stage. It's the surround that's going to go around the whole stage. Now, we can still have a curtain like this, but we actually have one that goes about 24 feet up, runs all the way across the top and down the other side and frames the stage. It's called the proscenium. And that's not something you had to have for CO, but it's something that is part of the plans. We'd like to get that, and we pull the trigger on that as well. Also, we have two little rooms. Not dressing rooms, they're just side stage rooms. See, when I come back here, guys, I can see another 100 feet down that hall. You can't see it, but I can. If somebody comes back there, I can just see that. We made it where there's a little room here and a little room here so that they'll have to come into a little room before they come on the stage. They'll know they're about to come on the stage, and we can keep that quiet back there. Does that make sense to you? So we did that. All right, so that's the proscenium and two side stages. We put up there, preach the word. Amen? Because that's what it's about. Praise the Lord with me. So are we on number 5 now? Number 6, you're almost there. Hang in there. Sounds like we're going to work, doesn't it? Say, amen. Come on, guys. Hey, I love doing church like this. I love doing it. We could just say, hey, whatever. But we're involved and we care. Here I am climbing up. I'm climbing up back into this area, which our area is a lot bigger than this terrace area back there. So here I go. We're going to have the in. Yeah, I'm hurting now. You know that's right. We're having the we've already started the installation of an additional acoustical wall. If you look carefully, go in there sometime, you can see that there's a wall, but then there's another wall back there. Why is there two walls? Well, this wall helps with the acoustics big time. In that gigantic room. It goes from all the way to the left side, over here in this corner, goes all the way around. You can see how high it is. Some of it's already drywalled. It continues all the way around, all the way around, all the way around, all the way to the other side. That's a big ticket item right there. But it's important. We're going to do that. Just want to make so, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice to have some, not all the acoustics are going to be done, but at least we can get that done. Understood? Yes or no? All right, praise the Lord. Come on, come on, come on, come on. All righty. Roger, you're wearing me out. I do want to say this one last thing before we move on. And that is, when we get in the building, the terrace seating up there will not be completed. That will not be completed. Okay? We have 500 seats that are going to be bolted down, already ordered, deposit down. Like this, bang, 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 500 right here. Those in the back are not going to be in yet. We bought 350. Remember 850? Say 5 plus 350 equals what? 850, so 350 chairs on the back. But they're beautiful chairs. Come on, look at them. They almost perfectly match these chairs. And we'll also be able to use those for the big events that we have out in the Welcome Center area in the future. So it's a very wise purchase. It also lets us continue to do what we're doing debt-free. Amen? So here's something we've created that's new. It's extra. Something we did. We went and grabbed some space. It was a closet, a pretty large closet. It was located right next to the restrooms. We have a men's and ladies' restrooms much larger than these here. We thank the Lord for that. We also have a family restroom. This place does not have a family restroom. When someone comes in with someone, a husband with a wife who's in a wheelchair, or vice versa, or a parent with a child, what do you do? What do you do? You do what you've always done, just deal with it, right? Well, we love people. It's something we could do. So we put a nice family restroom in by the restrooms, but we've gone a step further because we live in Englewood, Rotunda. We have a lot of folks that are older. That's where we live. It's great. So we've included a medical care lounge. It's located next to the restrooms. It's not a large space, but when someone's sick, when somebody even might have an emergency, where do you go? What do you do? That's a pretty large facility there. You know what I'm saying? So we have a place that we've created. Not large, but has a monitor in it, has a couch in it. Also has, you know, have something for some juice or cold water. Not a place just to hang out, but it might be a place that you can find that you would like to have ministry in there and be able to love on somebody. Just other opportunities to help people. The Bible says, bear the infirmities of the who? Of the weak. So we're going to do that. Going to keep rolling. I'm taking a little time. I appreciate it. Wow. I'm wore out, Raj. I told you. Additional electrical and technical wiring and structural support for three large flat screen televisions in the Welcome Center. When you come in out here, you don't have that. When you come in where we are, you'll see a very large flat screen monitor here, one to the right, and then one to the left. But all that has to be wired. You don't have to have it for the CO, not at all. But to do what we want to do, it needed to be done. Now, if we didn't have the time to do it, we wouldn't. But we've had the time. You understand? Yes or no? So we're pushing forward. So that's something else we're doing. Put the verse down here, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen? That, what will we use that for? Can you imagine? Can you imagine having a Super Bowl party out there? Say, three big screens. That big area out in there. You can even open those doors up on the courtyard, and you know, when Minnesota's in the Super Bowl 1 year, I can run through the doors. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, it ain't gonna happen. I know, Pete. You need to have faith with me, brother. Come on. That's faith you can't have, ain't it? You're funny. But the point is also, how about a ladies' event? Where you can do something with those big screens, or a men's event, or some kind of simulcast event where you can have men's ministries, women's ministries, teen ministry, yet you can have tables out there and the chairs and be able to do things for 400 or 500 people. That's incredible. So these are things that we want to do. Overflow, obviously. Overflow on big days. We can have room back there maybe for 200 or 300. I know it's hard to see that right now, but church, it could happen. Amen? So these are things that we're doing. And getting that technical stuff up there already. Is that number 8? Wow, I'm wore out now. Here's the last one. This isn't everything we want to do. This is what we'd like to do now. Okay? And that is, we'd like to install the 3 lighted spraying fountains for each of the 3 ponds. There are fountains that light up and spray. You know, helps with the algae, it's good for the ponds. But you know what? I love Joel 3:18 says, a fountain will flow out of the Lord's house. Amen. And it's just beautiful. And it'll look awesome. And these are things that we want to do. That was part of the plan anyway. Did you have to do that for CO? No, you don't have to do that for CO. Okay? These are things we can do. And as I said before, that's a lot of stuff. Is that a lot of stuff, say? That's a lot of stuff. It sounds almost overwhelming. Why could we go ahead and start? We could go ahead and start because we were blessed last year with finances. I mean, God blessed us, man. We hit our goals. We've had people being generous to us, and we could go ahead and push on out. Amen? So, but this is, I need your help. We need to work together. Okay? So let's talk about that now. So we've got the 9 things that we're going to be doing. Now, what does that mean? Is only 9 things happening? No. No, of course, everything else for CO is happening. You understand that, yes or no? Bathrooms and flooring and ceilings and AC and all those other things are happening. These are things that didn't necessarily have to happen for us to get the CO. Does that make any sense to you? Is your head getting all crazy on me? Because I eat, drink, sleep this stuff now, so I can talk about it. But if you talk to me, I didn't know. I'd be like, what did he just say? Anyway, that's why I use pictures. So can you say that with me again? Let's get things done. Say it with me. Let's get things done. Do you sort of feel like you see where we're headed and what's happening? Now, we're thrilled with what's going on out there right now. You can see the plants. You can see outside. You can see the outside of the building. It's incredible. You know, so we thank the Lord for that. But we want to, let's get things done. So we're almost done. Almost done. Our goal is 14 weeks. Say 14 with me. 14 weeks. That's between now and the end of April. Now and the end of April. Now and the end of April. Today is the first Sunday, and today's offering all goes to this. Yes or no? Got it? Okay, so now to the end of April, so 14 weeks. What's the goal between now and the end of April? It's not insurmountable. Here it is. Goal of $150,000. $150,000. Now, that's a lot more than $150,000. But because we've already started out, we're able to do some of this stuff. $150,000, we believe, can do the 9 things on that screen. Did you hear me? Yes or no? So that's our goal. Today we start. And that's what we've done this whole trip. You know, and that's the price of debt-free, by the way, guys. Debt-free doesn't mean, okay, I'm just going to do something debt-free and never talk about it again. That'd be a nice planet to live on, wouldn't it? But with us, it's just something I have to keep at. I got to keep at it, got to keep at it, got to keep at it, got to keep at it. How many would honestly say the building right now and the grounds is far more than you would have ever expected? Can I see your hands? Is that the truth? I'd say we've been doing a good job. Amen? Praise the Lord. Debt free for the glory of God. So that's what I want you to think about. I would love for you to be as generous as you can be. Help us with it. And this is the people part we're starting to see now on the inside. Woo, that's what the seat thing was so nice. Buying those seats because you could see people sitting in them. Amen? I can see people in the hospitality. I can see the babies back in the back. I can see the kids over here. I can see that person when we walk by one day, somebody's sick and ill and they're using that little space and we're glad we created it. Amen? Good things. They're seeing those ponds spraying at night when we drive by. We go, wow, that was a good choice, a good decision to make. Amen? So, that's our target goal. Will you say these things with me? Come on, say it with me. Let's get things done. Say this with me. God's speed is the... We learned that again today. Would you say this loud? It's all about... One more time. It's all about... To be honest with you guys, that's all I care about. You just met me, you don't know me, you just say, well, that man, he cares about people. That's what I do. I care about people. And if you get to know me, you're going to know that. And I'm not trying to puff myself up. I thank God for that. I thank God that He gave me a heart for people. And He's changed me over the last probably 3 or 4 years. Somebody saw me today, they came back from up north and they just came back and they've been here for a few weeks and they says, why, you're so happy. You're so happy. You're so happy. Well, I've had to live life sort of like some of you folks have had to live life where I got hurt and things are hard sometimes. And I've learned what really matters. I think a little better than I knew before. You understand? And people matter. Amen. Say, it's all about loving people. Praise the Lord. That's what it's all about. It's always been about that, guys. So people matter more than anything. So when we give, we're not giving. I'm not giving so I can go get me a donut down there, and I hope you're not giving so you can go get you a donut. We're giving so somebody else is going to come. Amen? We're giving so... Well, I don't have babies. I don't need no nursery. Yeah, but a lot of people do have babies, and a lot of people do need a nursery. Amen? Say. So that's why we give. So thank you for giving. And that's what we're doing, and that's why we do what we do here at Fellowship Church, loving people. Let's praise the Lord one last time. Some big loud praise. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're a great God. Amen.